Okay. Thank you, Chair. I had similar observations on the universality of human rights. I mean, like the EU is saying, we understand the logic behind why the delegation, the NGO delegate was bringing it up, but legalistically, I'm not sure that a UN document that is going to be adopted by a working group here and then goes to the human rights would be able to fully explain itself in terms of what the interpretation of what that actually means. So perhaps we could just sort of agree to just limit it to what we usually use as agreed language to imply that all human rights are actually universal. Anyway, it's implied by saying all human rights maybe. And then we wanted to support the formulation by Egypt. Because you've said that maybe the four delegations that you mentioned can have a conversation and then come up with a formulation for paragraph 13. I guess we can wait for those. But initially, I was going to say that we support the, I mean, in a spirit of consensus, as it currently looks, if you make the comments by Brazil, and then but you don't delete the lower part, then I thought that would have been the compromise, that you would then delete, of particular concern would stay, with a higher risk, insufficient, and then the free and prior informed consent, the lower part as set out by the UNDP, and then that would have been the cleaner version. But again, we're in your hands. If the four delegations still want to have a conversation, I thought that was the compromise that we were reaching from all the four, actually, as is currently looks on the screen. But again, if this was a misunderstanding on my part, they can have that bilateral. But if we have an opportunity to close it now, I think we would be better